It's 22 minutes to 11, Eastern Time. For the rest of Scratching the Surface tonight, we're going down to Melbourne to Bill Fontana's sound sculpture, which is on at the National Gallery of Victoria at the moment. Ends on the 26th of March, so just a couple of days still to go. I've got a programme here, I guess you called it a programme, some very interesting information in it anyway. Inside the front cover it says, the term sound sculpture may create the expectation of visually interesting objects that produce sounds. But this is not my intention. The use of the term sound sculpture is literal. It's an environment of physical, spatial dimensions created by sounds. It's also a temporal concept, which, unlike a musical performance, has no beginning, middle, or end, but is a continuum in the same way that any physical object is. We're ending tonight with Sound Sculpture with Resonators by Bill Fontana. And although these sound sculptures generally are happening right at the moment that you're there, Bill has taped two so that we can play them on the radio. And by the way, if you have headphones, if you get them while I'm talking away, because these tapes are made in binaural stereo, and it's quite an enveloping effect if you can get some headphones quickly and listen to the sound sculpture that way. Sound Sculpture with Resonators is an 8-channel environmental monitoring system live with the exhibition, so that its duration is indeterminate. He says, as Bill Fontana writing in the programme, the large bottle in which somebody makes wine also makes music. If you put an air microphone into this bottle and listen through a set of headphones, all the sounds going on around you at the moment seem to have become magically transformed into the most perfect music. This transforming effect of the resonance acoustics of a cavity, which is small in relation to a large sound environment, is true of countless other things, some examples being much better than others. I suppose a whole new art of musical instrument making could be born here if one could conceive of a musical instrument as a way of listening to sounds which are already there. In this context, the ultimate musical instrument becomes the person who's listening. To make these sound sculptures with resonators, 8 different locations within a quarter-mile radius of the National Gallery of Victoria have been selected for sound and are relayed simultaneously to Murdoch Court in the gallery via long microphone cables. Some of these locations were chosen because they are resonators that are actually part of a real environment. These include a hollow steel pillar on a platform in Flinders Street Station, a storm drain on the Yarra River near Princes Bridge, the back stairwell in the National Gallery, and a drainpipe in a boiler room of the National Gallery. Then other locations at which resonators will be placed include a cylinder listening to footsteps on St Kilda Road, a seashell placed in the entrance to Flinders Street at the corner of Flinders Street, ceramic resonators designed and constructed to be placed at the Arts Centre construction site, and a large shell placed near a pond in Queen Victoria Gardens. All these are then fed into Murdoch Court, and you're going to hear the result right now. I might just mention that Bill made these recordings of his sound sculpture on the 13th of March, which was Labor Day in Melbourne, and in the first example, which was recorded in the afternoon, during the course of it, you'll hear in the distance, coming through quite loud and clear, a Moomba pageant. So here's sound sculpture with resonators recorded on the afternoon of the 13th of March. Thank you. Melbourne on the 13th of March, 1978, as heard and recorded by Bill Fontana. His sound sculpture with resonators. That was recorded in the afternoon. The same setup was still in force at night when he again was out recording, and here's what it sounds like at night on Labor Day in Melbourne. One particular feature of this recording is that there are fireworks on Labor Day in Melbourne. Fireworks are let off in the park across from the National Gallery, and in this recording we hear them echoing through the resonators that were placed between the Murdoch Gallery and Flinders Street Station.
Thank you.
sound sculpture with resonators on the evening of Labor Day in Melbourne. Just repeating that Bill Fontana's exhibition at the National Gallery of Victoria closes this Sunday. There's just this week to go. It's one of those things that I'm sure that you've got to be in to appreciate to the fullest. But all around you. You can get it a bit in binaural stereo on the radio, but probably much more exciting if you're actually there. So you've got until Sunday. Well, that's scratching the surface for this week. We'll be back again with some more unusual sounds at 9:30 Eastern Time next Tuesday night.